Daily for look at that right there. Finally, Bracket Friday, the 24th of March, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and greetings, which I didn't say before. Where to find folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook, Twitter, and all those crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that needs some reassurance about his weekend, that right there is podcasting's Rick Siegfried.
You should make a very convincing Nazi.
What the hell are you doing? That's so strange. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, be careful, man. Be careful. We're choosing the house. Safety. Safety first, then teamwork.
That is always a mantra to live by. Tell me what happened this fine, fine day.
In the 1898, an automobile sold for the first time in history.
Automobile.
I don't know why people think I am a Nazi.
Automobile. Oh, 1930, the planet Pluto was officially named back when people thought it was a planet. It was suggested by an 11-year-old girl named Venetia Burney from Oxford, England.
1959, the FCC invites applications for over-the-air paid television experiments. For a three-year period, only one trial will be permitted in any market with at least four commercial television stations.
1959 as well, Robert Noyce of Texas Instruments publicly demonstrates the first integrated circuit. It consists of silver of germanium with five components linked with wires.
1992, NASA launches the space shuttle Atlantis on a mission to study the Earth's atmosphere. The first Belgian to travel in space, Dirk Freemout, is aboard the shuttle as a member of the crew.
I love that on BBC America. It was great. 1996, NASA astronaut Shannon Lucid transfers from the space shuttle Atlantis to the Russian space station Mir, beginning a five-month stay. She'll break a U.S. space endurance record.
2005, Nintendo releases the Nintendo DS video game system in two new colors. Graphite black and pure white in Japan.
That same day in 2005, Sony releases the PlayStation Portable to North America with 32 megs of Memory Stick Duo. It came with Spider-Man 2 on a UMD. Remember those?
I do. 2006, Buena Vista releases the horror film Stay Alive, directed by William Brent Bell and starring John Foster, Samir Armstrong, Sophia Bush, Frankie Muniz. What? He was still around, working, and Jimmy Simpson to 2009 theaters. The film follows a group of teens who run afoul of an online video game that is linked to a supernatural being that kills its players.
No! 2008, the servers of the popular BitTorrent indexing website, which I don't know what that is, TorrentSpire, shut down by site administrators after being ordered to pay $110 million to the MPAA.
2011, Better Place inaugurates the first battery swapping station for electric cars in Israel as part of its electronic vehicle network. The station is the first of 40 that will be launched around the country.
Israel has better electronic vehicle stuff than we do? Huh.
I think everybody does.
Birthdays?
Jessica Chastain, 40, from Zero Dark Thirty, Interstellar, and The Martian.
Allison Hannigan is 43, Willow on Buffy, American Pie, and How I Met Your Mother.
Matter of fact, she is a fantastic host on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. Amazing host. I hope she does more.
Right, Jim
Parsons, 44. He is Sheldon on Big Bang Theory.
Laura Flynn Boyle is 47 from Twin Peaks, The Practice, Men in Black 2.
Peter Jacobson is 53. He was Dr. Taub on House.
Kelly LeBrock is 57. Sure, The Woman in Red. Sure, other things. But Lisa in Weird Science is where we go.
Also, and Donna Pascal, 63, from Angie's Saturday Night Fever and Out of This World.
Robert Carradine is 63. He will always be known for being in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes. Louis Anderson is 64. He, of course, appears on the television show Baskets.
I love that he's Zach Galifianakis' mom.
Yes.
Robert T. Backer is 72, an American paleontologist and academic.
At 73 years old, R. Lee Ermey, a man who, even though he's in his 70s, could still kick all of our backsides. He's from Full Metal Jacket 7 and, of course, The Frighteners.
No longer with us, born this date in 1874, is Harry Houdini.
Now, that was a great man. Also in 1887, Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. If you want to know something interesting about him, do some research about him and understand how a little bit of bad press, even if it's not real, can still hose your life.
In your face, Fatty Arbuckle.
1901, Oob Iwerks, an American animator, director, producer, co-created Mickey Mouse.
1909, Clyde Barrow.
From Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I assume that everybody knows that.
1911.
Wait, you're telling me that's not the monkey from Any Which Way But Loose?
No, unfortunately it's not. 1911, Joseph Barbera co-founded Hanna-Barbera.
Which one was he? 1923, we've got Murray Hamilton, No Time for Sergeants, Jaws, Amityville Horror, and Hysterical.
He'll always be known as the mayor that would not close the beaches. 1924, Norman Fell, Mr. Roper from Three's Company, and The Ropers.
So did he ever make an appearance on Three's a Crowd?
don't think so. I really don't. Yeah. Anyway. The gang only made one appearance on the Ropers, and that's why it bombed.
True. But finally, 1930, Mr. Steve McQueen. Of course, from The Blob, The Magnificent Seven, and The Cincinnati Kid.
None of which are going to be on TV tonight. Spoilers.
But what is going to be on television on CBS, we've got the NCAA.
You can't
also
stop it.
Potentially a new MacGyver.
No. It's in parentheses, so you can't hear it. ABC, it's a new Last Man Standing, Dr. Ken, Shark Tank.
NBC has a new Grimm and Dateline NBC.
Fox, it's a rerun of Rosewood, but a new Sleepy Hollow, because that's still going.
On PBS, you have Mary Tyler Moore, a celebration.
On the CW, it's a new The Originals, followed by Rain.
On Freeform, ABC Family, that got Edward Scissorhands.
AMC's going to make you an offer when they show The Godfather.
Or if you choose on refusing that offer, CMT has the classic country western film, Shallow Hal.
Disney Channel has a new episode of Tangled, the series. Tonight we have Split Ends and Knots.
On the Food Network, it's a marathon of diners, drive-ins, and dives.
FX has The Book of Life, that I'm trying to remember what this is. This is an animated film with Chris Pine and people that nobody remembers, I think.
I remember. I think it was really good. Really cool art style. Okay. Ron Perlman also in it. FXX has The Simpsons, episodes 30 Minutes Over Tokyo, Homer Bowles, The Perfect Game, and Springfield Anthem.
FXM is showing First Person Shooter, the movie. I mean, Battle Los Angeles.
And IFC has energy drink, the movie, Crank.
Sure. Sci-Fi Channel, it's a marathon. No, the Science Channel, an outrageous acts of science marathon. It's a weird place for that.
Lifetime Movie Network has The Wrong Student, followed by Dirty Teacher.
Tonight on Turner Classic Movies, you get Wizard of Oz, followed by Return of the King, which works somehow. But we're watching The Chiller Network because genetically altered snakehead fish wreak havoc in the swamps of Louisiana. Isla Kell, and Huggy Bear himself, Mr. Antonio Fargas, star in Snakehead Swamp.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Or something is exactly right, because we do have some entries, and we should probably play some of those. I think we should anyway.
So, my campaign is, I'll make GRD drunk again. That's what I'm doing. This is alcoholic calling in. And I want you to vote for me because I don't listen to any of the rules at all whatsoever because just don't. Bye.
That is from Rob, who sent us an actual intoxicant sommelier segment and then a day later sent us the actual contest entry. Because people have to do it some way or another. And here's one from Sandra.
Hello to the Kingdom of Geek Radio Daily. My name is Sandra, and I would like to formally throw my hat into the race for appointment as your official drunk czar / intoxicant sommelier / enabler drunk mama. As a former and forever self-appointed goody-two-shoes, I likely severely lack the experience of the other more colorful candidates for the position. Nonetheless, I have successfully prevented my children from masticating their glue sticks, even while hiding from them in the bathroom with a $10 bottle of Red Blend. Since neither knowledge nor experience are now cornerstones for holding a position of administrative or authoritative clout, I am as good a choice as any other self-nominated individual. I implore you to embrace the age of those who know the least but talk the most to rule the loudest and choose me. Thank you.
And Sandra, of course, running on the platform of, what do you got to lose? So, if you'd like to drop your hat into the barrel, by all means, send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can always send it in via the voicemail.
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
So make that thing happen.
To destiny comes a new podcast. Three guardians who will guide you to glory, honor, and, you know, not that kind of podcast. This is Happy Hour from the Tower. I'm T.
I'm Nick.
I'm Brandon.
And we're going to talk about all things Destiny. Why we play.
Why we love punching aliens in the face.
And why my dad sucks at the Crucible.
Here we go.
A podcast for players of all levels. Find Happy Hour from the Tower on iTunes, Stitcher, or at happyhourfromthetower.com. Eyes up, Guardian. Time to give up the ghost. It's Happy Hour from the Tower. First round's on us.
Hi, this is James O'Barr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Both of you are.
We certainly welcome both of you back to the foray. Welcome to your finally Frackin' Friday edition, so we can find out what we're going to go do with ourselves.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
A lot of folks do. And there are movies to be watched today. What do you have tickets for, sir?
Well, Wyatt tells the story of the six-member crew of the International Space Station that is on the cutting edge of one of the most important discoveries in human history, the first evidence of extraterrestrial life on Mars, and is definitely not a Venom prequel. It is rated R.
Just an alien ripoff. Dig Two Graves tells the supernatural thriller about the generational violence that plagues a small backwoods town set in 1970s. That's your art house flick.
Probably explains why it's a limited release. Wrongfully accused and sent to prison, a former basketball star prepares for the national slam dunk competition while finding redemption in himself and in those he loves. No, this is not a Steven Seagal movie. It is Slammajama on limited release.
And for all of you nostalgia folks, Power Rangers. Five ordinary high school kids who must become something extraordinary when they learn their small town of Angel Grove and the world is on the verge of being obliterated by an alien threat. PG-13, and you watch those kids take that ordinary and give it just that little bit extra.
Stuck in a dead-end job with no girlfriend, Drew, played by Scott Eastwood, meets attractive flight attendant and aspiring actress Nikki, Laura Ashley Samuels, and decides to sign up for classes at the famous Star Academy in Hollywood. There, Drew gets more than he bargained for when he encounters the eccentric and volatile acting coaches played by Malcolm McDowell and Chris Kattan.
Wow.
Along with a cast of crazy characters all looking for their big break in Tinseltown. That is Walk of Fame, also in limited release.
And even though nobody asked for it, but Kristen Bell gets to be in a bathing suit, so that's going to work. Or Ryan Hansen in his underwear, if you prefer.
Oh, yeah.
John Baker and Francis Ponch Poncharelli are back. This time on the big screen, Chips takes a comedic look at the dirty cops of the California Highway Patrol. I got $5 on Eric Estrada or Larry Wilcox appearing as someone's father or the villain. Larry is the villain, man. I so want Larry as the villain. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that $5 bet. I like keeping my money. But if none of those strike your fancy, then snag some nachos and something cold because Sven Gulli has the 1931 Bela Lugosi classic, Dracula.
I mean, that's astounding that he's getting an amazing film, right? Normally, it's a bunch of crap. He's getting a good movie. That's awesome. Yeah, watch that. Or go see Chips, if you must.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. This summer, you get a new Spider-Man film. Next fall, Venom. We talked about that on Monday. And now, third film based in the Spider-Man verse is in the works, starring both Black Cat and Silver Sable. Chris Yost, who wrote and created X-23, wrote Thor the Dark World, and did a bunch of the Marvel animated episodes, is working on the script. How this film, as we talked Monday, how this film and Venom are going to connect with Spider-Man now that he's part of the Marvel Universe is still a bit of a mystery. But here's the kooky thing. For Black Cat and Silver Sable, you don't actually need Spider-Man at all. They've got enough of a backstory to be their own movie. And a further jab that Sony's throwing out here is that not only is this a female-driven superhero movie, but two leads, both female. Marvel is finally working on Captain Marvel, but that's going to be quite a bit down the ways. Black Widow, still nowhere to be seen, and that's a damn shame.
A town's water turns pink in horrifying Ghostbusters throwback. The residents of Onaway, Alberta, awoke when their tap water began flowing with a pinkish hue from their taps. It looks like highlighter juice, but the water's pink color was caused by a disinfecting chemical agent known as potassium permanganate. The town's water authority has just wrapped up a routine flushing of its water lines, and the chemical, which appears pink when dissolved into water, managed to seep through into the reservoir. Residents are upset with the town for failing to alert them to the pink water and for failing to let them know if the water was safe to drink. The town waited a reported 24 hours to inform them. The town's mayor, Dale Krasnow, took some heat for the delayed response and issued a statement of apology. We were never advised by Alberta Environment to issue a public advisory, and all indications are that there was never a public health risk, said Krasnow. Could the town have done a better job of communicating what was going on yesterday to our community? Absolutely, without a doubt. And we do apologize for that. The mayor then looked over to his new assistant, Dr. Jans Poha, nodded slightly, and winked at a strange new painting hanging in their office.
You didn't sleep with it, did you? Netflix is testing out a way for viewers to quickly skip the opening credits in its series, according to a Reddit user who has discovered a new skip intro button, which works with shows that contain regular title sequences, hovering over the opening minutes of several series. House of Cards, Stranger Things, Mad Men, Iron Fist. It's only been spotted on the web, requires Netflix to offer an update in its app. If this is a real thing, that's weird, because earlier Netflix was talking about getting rid of its five-star rating system in favor of a thumbs-up, thumbs-down. And, of course, the rumors about switching to sort of a pan-and-scan version for people that don't know how to turn their phone sideways. There's no word on if they're just going to say screw it and convert everything to 30-second bunny recaps, but one can dream.
I just hope that they find some way to turn off the preview that just rolls out and starts playing
the
damn things.
Bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Bugs
all
the poopy out of me.
All I want to do is see what the hell that show is about. And then the next thing I know, I'm 15 episodes deep in because they just run them really quick. It's like, oh, my God, give me a second. But if you're a fan of The Thin White Duke, Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, or any of David Bowie's alter egos, then you'll have a chance to win a very special collectible. As a tribute, the UK's Royal Mail launched 52 sets of their commemorative David Bowie stamps into the sky. Inspired by the acclaimed 1976 movie The Man Who Fell to Earth, the stamps were attached to balloons with cameras. Once the balloons burst, the stamps will gently fall to earth. If you correctly guess where one of the sets land, then you're entered into a drawing where you could win one of said stamps. The contest ends here in just a few days on March 26th.
But if the balloon bursts, what makes it gently fall? The camera?
Oh, I don't... Possibly, but okay. Also, why tell anybody, just go out and grab them. That way, you've got a 100% chance of having that stamp versus a potential chance. Yeah.
More than 45 million couples worldwide grapple with infertility, but current standard methods for diagnosing male infertility can be expensive, labor-intensive, and require testing in a clinical setting. Investigators at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Massachusetts General Hospital have developed a home-based diagnostic test that can be used to measure semen quality using a smartphone-based device. New findings by the team indicate that the smartphone-based semen analyzer can identify abnormal semen samples based on sperm concentration and motility criteria with approximately 98% accuracy. The analyzer consists of an optical attachment that can connect to a smartphone and a disposable device onto which a semen sample can be loaded. The new test utilizes advancements in consumer electronics and microfabrication. A disposable microchip with a capillary tip and a rubber bulb is used for the simple, power-free semen sample handling. The team also designed a user-friendly smartphone app that guides users through each step of the testing. You know, how to do that, the best sites to go to. The team also evaluated how well both trained and untrained users performed during the test using the smartphone-based device. So even if you do not need to worry about fertility even of yourself, having this around is a great way to ensure that no one will ever try to borrow your phone again. Ever. GRD is the license of the Creative Commons Distribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Do not forget to get the app. It's awesome. Do not forget to submit your name for your chance to be Intoxic and Sommelier. Wait, did she say enabling mama? I forget what that was, but that was funny as shit. That was funny. So drop a note again. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or you can send the thing by voicemail, and I've already lost my button. Either way.
510-GRD-CREW.
Yeah, baby.
That's 510-GRD-CREW.
So have yourself a good one, and we'll see you on the other side.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
Good night, suckers.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
You guys created me. I didn't come from anywhere. Before you started messing around with your computer, I didn't even exist. By the way, you did an excellent job. Thank you. Hello? Showering is real fun, isn't it? If we're going to have any kind of fun together, you guys had better loosen up.